Here's a 5'2" package from home, Judy Garland.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Hey Judy fans, this is Mindy. Thanks for listening to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next up in our series featuring Judy Garland is her appearance on the Theater Guild On the Air presentation of Alice Adams. This aired September 25th, 1950, which is about 15 years after the movie version that starred Katharine Hepburn and Fred McMurray. I love the movie. I still haven't read the book. It is based on a book by Booth Tarkington. But this is a story of a Midwestern girl who is somewhat meek and unsure of herself, but has aspirations to climb the social ladder, but in a way that doesn't come off as materialistic. It's a very tricky balance to play there. And I think Katharine Hepburn and Judy both struck that. Usually when you have these aspiring types, I'm always thinking of like a Marilyn Monroe. I think it was Rosalind Russell or Jane Russell. One of the Russells, like How to Marry a Millionaire or Gentlemen Prefer Blondes even. I mean, there's just that kind of idea that it's all about the diamonds and the money, and it doesn't quite come off that way in Alice Adams. It's more of a maybe stability thing and maybe rising a little bit above just having enough. And so it's a great character for any actress, and I think Katharine Hepburn certainly stepped outside herself for that. She's not one to come across as meek and unsure. Judy, however, I think is maybe better fitted to that kind of role. And there's no singing here, so we get Judy actress, which is always a nice treat because it's not one that comes along very often, no matter how much Judy actually pushed for that. So I think the transition from movie to radio is really well done here. The movie itself, there isn't a whole lot of visuals that really couldn't just be quickly explained. And they do a great job with that. And I think the supporting characters are all nicely cast. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of strong performances in this. I found it interesting that this is 1950. They mention that you can see Judy in Summer Stock. Summer Stock is kind of that hallmark moment in Judy's life that a lot of people kind of reference because she's heavily into the prescription pills at this point. She's got a lot of turbulence in her professional and personal life. And it's all kind of coming to a head behind the scenes of Summer Stock. And so this is all in that time frame. And the audio quality of this kind of makes it tricky because you'll hear sometimes a sharp cutoff or transition to something. And sometimes the audio kind of fades in and out. And so knowing Judy's personal history, and then hearing that there are moments where it sounds like she maybe forgets her cue or her line, it's hard to tell if she's doing that on purpose or if that's just something that the audio is making you hear or not hear. So, you know, judge for yourself. If she sounds as good as she always does to you, maybe it was just my interpretation. But I think she sounds just a little bit off, not as crisp in her voice as we tend to hear from her. But it could also be her interpretation of this character who hems and haws a lot and is always kind of struggling to say something. It's an interesting take, but I enjoyed this very much. I thought it was a great radio play here. So, and their voices, no matter the audio quality, is better than mine post-cold and nice and raspy for you today. So I apologize for that. I think only Kathleen Turner gets the raspy voice going in the right way. But anyway, from September 25th, 1950, this is the Theater Guild On the Air's presentation of Alice Adams, starring Judy Garland.
Judy Garland, making one of her rare and eagerly anticipated appearances before the microphone, our Theater Guild On the Air broadcast is an outstanding event in radio entertainment. You'll hear Miss Garland playing the title role in Alice Adams, based on the memorable novel by America's beloved Booth Tarkington. Co-starring as Virgil Adams, we bring you Thomas Mitchell, who's currently starring on Broadway in the prize-winning dramatic success, Death of a Salesman. Featured as Mrs. Adams is Ann Shoemaker, recreating the role she originally played in the famous Scream production of our story. Now, we raise the curtain on S. Mark Smith's radio adaptation of Alice Adams, directed by Homer Thicket. Clarion City is a busy, prosperous, solidly established place midway between Cleveland and Indianapolis. It has a skyscraper or two rising from the prairie, has a row of fashionable shops, and it has a girl named Alice Adams who walks by as though she were on Park Avenue or in Paris until reality rudely interrupts.
Going somewhere, Lady Alice?
Oh, Harvey.
Strolling?
Yes. By myself, if you don't mind.
Now, what's the use of being cross with old Harvey? Honestly, Alice, I've been meaning to drop in on you for a long time. After the way I used to call you last fall, I don't blame you for wondering why I stopped.
Really, what a curious idea. When I've never given it a moment's thought. Oh, isn't that Henrietta Lamb in her new roadster?
Henrietta, what?
Well, no, it isn't. You can relax, Harvey.
You devil.
I go in here to the florist. Goodbye, Mr. Malone.
Wait, Alice. Okay, so I am in the running for Henrietta Lamb. I'm out in front, too. Why not? There's a future in it. Gilt edge with regular dividends.
Harvey, you really are vulgar. Poor Henrietta.
Now, let's side face facts. That's what you ought to do. Why, honey, when it comes to the other kind of assets, you've got as much as any of them. You always have. But if you just wake up, there's no reason why we couldn't still be friends. We could have great times, Alice. We could fool them all, and who'd know the difference?
I would, Harvey. Bye.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hello, I'd like to see a corsage, please. Something nice to wear to a party.
Oh, the Palmer party that's been in the papers?
Yes. Dear Mildred, my escort said to pick something out.
Oh, of course. We've had lots of calls for orchids today. They're beauties. $6.50 each.
No, I saw orchids the last time.
Well, there's a nice corsage of gardenias, $5.
Oh, dear. Aren't gardenias ordinary? So every day, you know. These violets are pretty.
They're the first of the season. $2.50 the bunch.
Oh, they're so sweet. But they wouldn't go with my gown, I'm afraid. It's so difficult, isn't it, when one goes to so many parties to find something new and original. Well, thank you just the same. When one goes to so many parties. What makes me talk like that? Why can't I just be myself? But which me is me?
Hello, Mother.
Why, Alice, what kept you so long?
Look, Violet.
Alice.
143 separate ones. I picked them myself in Bellevue Park. Enough for a darling corsage for the night.
You picked them yourself?
You went down on your hands and knees? Well, you wait down here. I'm going to talk to your father.
Well, now, you're not going to mention these flowers.
Well, Alice, I think I ought to know by now how to handle your father.
I know, Mama, but how does he feel today?
Well, he's nearly well, thank goodness. Not nearly so cranky. He's in bed having his tray.
Well, if you're going to talk to him about...
Now, it's for his own good, Alice. The time has come for him to leave J.A. Lamb, or he'll be stuck in that warehouse the rest of his life.
Poor old Dad. I wonder if we aren't both a little selfish with that idea.
Alice, what's right is right.
Alice? Oh,
you want anything else, Virgil? A little custard?
When did I ever eat custard, Emma?
But you gotta eat what's good for you, Virgil. You gotta get nice and strong so you can fly around and find something good to get into.
Oh, that's it. Ending at that again.
But, Virgil, you don't want to go back to that old hole, J.A. Lamb.
Dang it, you promised never to mention that again, Emma.
Well, I haven't mentioned anything, have I? All I say is you can do so much better if you'll just think about your other chance. Well, turn over. I'll give you back a rub.
All right. J.A. Lamb's is no old hole, Emma. The biggest wholesale drug company in 4 states.
Well, it's been a hole for you all these years. And if you don't owe it to me to think of something else, at least you owe it to your children. Why, look at your daughter. She's going to a big formal party tonight, and she has to wear an old organdy dress. She's had 2 years now. And look at this house.
And you look at what you're doing, pounding my back.
Oh, I'm sorry. That better.
Yeah, now see here, Emma. I'm not criticizing Alice. I wouldn't trade my girl for the whole kit and caboodle of girls in this town. Only, well, she could have more dresses and things if...
Now who's hinting? You want Alice to give up her work in the County Historical Society. Well, I won't have it, Virgil. It's Alice's chance to be somebody in this town.
You can't be somebody on $18 a week, Emma.
Virgil, you're just being stubborn. Alice meets the nicest people in town with that job. Every family that matters here is on the board of the society.
Oh, sure, but just the same.
Well,
look, if Alice was a stenographer now, I could get her in the office of J.A. Lamb's for maybe 35 a week.
Lamb's again. Oh, that place.
But they do it for me, Emma. Like they took Walter into the shipping room when I asked them.
And that's all you want to do for your children, is it?
What more can I do?
Why, Alice could have her pick a bowl. She could marry any man in this town if her family just had some money and standing. You remember how the nicest boys used to flock around this house when Alice was in high school. Why don't they come here now, Virgil? You know what the answer is,
oh,
don't you?
Dang. Every time I get to feeling better, somebody talks me into a relapse.
Here, Daddy, let me fix your pillow.
Thanks. Ah, that's my girl.
Oh, poor nice old Daddy. You know, you shouldn't get upset with Mama. It's just that... Well, she doesn't think they appreciate you down at land.
She thinks I'm a failure, Alice.
No, you're not a failure. You're not.
Why, Alice, didn't old man Mr. Lamb come to visit me in this very room when I took sick? Didn't he say, remember, Virgil, your place is waiting for you anytime you want to come back? His very words, Alice. And paying my salary all these weeks I've been out. And hiring your brother Walter last year. Don't you think that looks as if he thought something of me?
Of course it does. Mother's wrong. We're both wrong, she and I.
You too, Alice?
Oh, it's just a silly notion. I'm sorry.
What exactly does your mother say about me getting into something new? Does she mention anything special?
No, she just says that you can have other opportunities. Why?
Alice, listen. I want you to have as much as any of those girls you go around with, but, well...
It's all right, Daddy. I've been thinking maybe I ought to do more myself.
Like what, Alice? If you happen to be thinking of office work...
No.
Oh.
Daddy, listen. There are so many things that go on inside me, it makes me think... Well, maybe I'm going to cut out to be an actress.
Huh?
Don't you think it's possible even a little?
Oh, my an actress. If women don't beat all.
Well, I'd better run along and dress.
Who's your beau, Alice? He must like to throw his money around if he sent you those violets.
Yeah. He treats me pretty well, doesn't he? They're the first of the season. Pick today.
Ma's going to take her tonight.
Oh, but Walter.
Don't water me, Ma. Well, I'm just as likely to take Alice that dance at Mildred Palmer's as I am to eat a couple of barrels of broken glass. I'm no society snake.
But Walter, I told you a week ago, and I've laid out your dress.
No, sir. No, sir. Here's one member of this family who don't kid himself. I know who my friends are and where I belong. I got a date downtown, and I ain't going to break it.
No, no, you can't do this, Walter. You can't. It's more than I can bear to see her disappointed when she's planned it for days.
Look, Ma, why hasn't somebody asked her to go? She ought to be that popular anyhow. Why does she run around with that crowd if she's not good enough for them?
You don't understand how hard things are for her and how brave she is about them. Oh, you couldn't be so selfish. You couldn't.
Oh, right. But it's the last time.
Alice!
Yes, Mother?
Come in. Your brother will be glad to take you, dear.
Yes. He certainly sounded thrilled.
Decor, Walter. Such delightful colors.
All right.
Why, Margot, how positively chic you look.
Thanks, Alice. Oh, there's the music. Organ day. Maybe I'm wrong.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Walter, do you know that this particular ballroom is an authentic Queen Anne copy? Imagine it.
Relax. Nobody's even looking at you. Well, come on, if what you want to dance.
No. First, we must speak to Mildred and to Mr. and Mrs. Palmer.
I haven't got anything to say
to them. Oh, Walter, please, can't you ever make believe? Come on. Mildred, dear, such a success.
Good evening, Alice.
I knew you'd wear chiffon, dear, and your curls. You look too fabulous.
You know my mother and father, I think.
Good evening. So nice you could come.
Thank you, Mrs. Palmer. This is my brother, Walter.
Oh, so nice.
Pleasure, young man.
Oh,
I
do. Colonel Flint, Daddy. Oh, Colonel, so nice. You must tell us about what.
My hand got chilled, Lane. Well, let's give it a whirl.
Oh, by the way, don't forget to ask Mildred for a dance before the evening's over. Are you kidding?
You're supposed to. She's my best friend.
Listen, I'm as liable to dance with any of these gold-plated pigeons as I am to buy a bucket of rusty nails and eat them. So forget it. As soon as I get rid of you, I'm going out back and smoke myself to death. Hey, at least the music's good. Hey, that band is Flopsy, Sam, and it's Sanders. Hiya, Sam.
Hey, Kate, what you doing up here?
It's the big time, right, Sam?
Walter.
Hey, Alice, you're quite a stepper.
Well, truthfully, there isn't a man in this room that dances as well as you, Walter. But the mystery is how you ever learned it.
Don't you worry about me. I get around. But you, Alice, on the level, where does all this get you? Why, if Mildred Palmer's your best friend, I'll eat
Walter.
Okay.
Is it so hard to understand, Walter? I like all this. I like the way they do things. The clothes and the talk. Everything right. Nothing scrimped or cheap looking. It's sort of my dream. It makes me feel as if I had wings.
Some explanation leads me right back where I started. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, you won't be too long.
Look, I done my duty, didn't I? Now you're on your own.
Alice, would you mind if we took this chair?
Well, Margot, I...
Well, you're not using both of them, are you, dear?
No, I'm expecting someone. I'll wait over there. Excuse me.
Alice, can I have this dance?
Oh, Frank. Well, I'm afraid that I...
Oh, gee, Alice, please. Mother's picking out girls for me to dance with, but I know they don't want to dance with me. They never do. You're the only one who never refuses me.
Oh, you nice Frank Delroy. I'd love to.
Oh, that was wonderful, Alice. Next one?
Well, let's sit this one out, shall we, Frank?
Anything you say. Gee, Alice, if the other girls were only as nice to me as you... Yes?
Who's that man there with Mildred? The tall man.
Why, don't you know?
No, he's new with me. He seems rather...
He's that Arthur Russell, Alice.
What Arthur Russell? I've never heard of him.
Well, that's funny. Only the last time you saw me, you were telling me how awfully well you knew Mildred Palmer.
Well, but most certainly I do.
Well, that's what's funny, because they say he and Mildred are supposed to be engaged. He's her second or third cousin or something, and he's just come to town. His father left him some property here, and he's going to manage it.
Mildred's engaged.
That's what they're saying. Oh, darn it. Turn around, Alice. Mother's signaling me, and I don't want to see her. She's waving me to dance with my sister, Ella.
Well, maybe you'd better go back to them, Frank. I'd like to go outside for a moment anyway.
Oh, shucks. All right.
Alice?
Oh, Mildred.
This is my cousin, Arthur Russell.
Oh, he wants to ask you for this dance.
If I may have the pleasure, Miss Adams. Wonderful band.
Isn't it?
A wonderful party.
Fine.
You're not very talkative, are you?
Usually, yes.
Well, then why not now?
Well, why should I inflict that on you, too? You've done your duty, Mr. Russell.
My duty?
Of course. I suppose Mildred brought you over because I wasn't dancing. That was sweet of her.
Oh, you've got it backwards. Mildred wanted me to dance with some of the others, and I said I would if she'd introduce me to you first.
You asked?
Yes. I saw you a while ago. You were dancing beautifully with a chap, the best couple on the floor.
That was my brother, Walter.
Oh, really? Then you were talking to him, and, well, your eyes were sort of shining for a moment, all lit up.
My... Oh, Mr. Russell, you think of these things much too quickly.
Think? No, I'm just saying what I saw. Oh, I wish we could dance this next together, but I suppose we're both booked up. Where's your next? Do you see him anywhere?
Well, as a matter of fact, I promised to sit the next one out.
Then perhaps later?
If you'd like to.
Indeed, I would. I'll look for it.
Thank you. Oh, I wonder if you could do me a favor.
Of course.
Would you see if you can find my brother Walter for me? He may be in the smoking room or somewhere, if it isn't too much trouble.
No, not a bit.
He saw me. He asked for me.
Well, alone, Lady Alice?
Oh,
Harvey. I'll give you a break. Henrietta's gone upstairs, and we can have the next.
Oh, no, why, you mustn't think of it, Harvey. Dear Henrietta will be needing you, and I'm being quite well taken care of. Thank you.
Here he comes, Miss Adams.
Oh, thank you. I know this disappearing brother of mine must have been terribly hard to find.
Oh, on the contrary, it was easy.
Well... Mildred will probably never forgive me for keeping you away so long.
Oh, it was a pleasure. So long, Adam.
Walter,
I... Don't you ever do that again, do you understand?
Do what?
Send anyone looking for me.
Well, he found you, didn't he?
Yeah, he found me, all right. You want to know where? I was shooting craps with a check room boy.
The check room? The attendant?
That's right.
Walter, he didn't see you, did he?
Unless he was blind.
Oh, Walter, take me home. Take me home now.
Alice?
Yes, Daddy?
That girl is, aren't you?
Yeah. I got tired.
Have a good time.
Yes,
Yes, wonderful. It was so gay and just splendid. You go to sleep, Daddy. I'll shut your door.
Good night, darling.
Good night. Wonderful, darling. Wonderful.
On the second act of Alice Adams, starring Judy Garland as Alice and co-starring Thomas Mitchell as Virgil. Anne Shoemaker is featured as Mrs. Adams. It's an afternoon a few days later. Alice has walked downtown to a local institution of learning, Frank's Business College. She didn't stay long when she found out that it would cost her $80 to take a course.
$80? How can I...
Miss Adams.
Oh, why, Mr. Russell.
I thought it was you coming out of there.
The school? Oh, I've been doing a little errand for my father. He wants to hire another secretary.
Well, I've been hoping I'd run into you. Ever since Mildred's dance, I've been thinking that I'd like to see you.
Oh, goodness, I bet I know what you've been thinking. You've been thinking I'm the sister of a professional gambler.
Why, because he was shooting dice for the courtroom boys? I wish I could do that sort of thing myself.
Well, Walter is original, Mr. Russell. I was afraid you'd misunderstand him. See, he's rather literary, and he simply haunts people like that for material. He can talk exactly like them.
Oh, I see. And are you literary?
I'm just me.
And what's that? I'd like to know.
Well, refreshingly direct, Mr. Russell.
Why not? What are you doing the rest of the afternoon? Can I take you for a drive? My car's around the corner.
Your car? Well, I should look. Oh, there's Margot Jensen coming our way, dear Margot. Let's walk, shall we? There's so much to see walking. So you asked Mildred to introduce us just so you wouldn't have to dance with Ella Dowling.
Oh, not a bit. I thought you were different the moment I saw you.
Different? That means from someone. From whom?
Are you a mind reader?
What?
How did you know I was thinking you were different from my cousin Luke? You did, didn't you? By George, I knew you were this sort of girl.
Oh, how intimate this seems to make us all of a sudden, Mr. Russell.
Don't be formal. It's Arthur.
Arthur, then. But didn't Mildred tell you anything when you asked her about me?
She just said you were a Miss Adams.
A Miss Adams? Well, it certainly is unfortunate that I am so different from Mildred.
Why unfortunate?
Why? Because she's perfect. She's perfectly perfect. Oh, yes, we all fairly adore Mildred. She's like some big, noble, cold statue way above the rest of us. She hardly ever does anything mean or treacherous, you know. Of all the girls I know, I think she plays the fewest really mean tricks.
The fewest? But if you say she's...
Aren't men, darling. Of course, all girls do mean things sometimes. My own career is just one long brazen smirch of them.
For instance?
Oh, who knows?
we can't let you in on our little tricks, honor among thieves, you know. Oh, but they're delicious, and they go on right before your eyes.
Honestly, you baffle me. Girls are always telling us we can't catch on to them. And now I see it's true. Come on. What are you really like?
What do you think I'm like?
Well, you're quick, aren't you? And clever. Nobody pulls the wool over your eyes.
Oh, Arthur, what a terrible compliment to pay a girl.
What's wrong with it? I like people like this. Not that I ever developed that way myself.
Oh, now, you don't expect me to believe that, Mr. Russell. You're a big businessman, I hear.
Oh, I'm just learning to manage my estate, that's all. It's not hard. In fact, I guess the truth is I've always had things pretty easy in my life.
Oh, then that explains it.
Explains what?
You. Why you like people. Why you trust them. You do, don't you? More than most people.
Well, why not? Anyway, we're talking about you, Alice.
Oh, goodness. Can't we keep away from that? Besides, if you stay in town, you'll hear all about me. I'm a terribly unpopular character.
Well, that can't be true. I saw you at the party. You were the best dancer there.
Oh, that. Well, I ought to dance well when I think of the dancing teachers and the expense to Daddy. Still, I suppose that's what fathers have daughters for, to throw money away on them. Well, our little walk is over. That foolish little house is ours.
That one?
It's a queer little place, isn't it? But my father's so attached to it that I doubt if we'll ever move. You know that feeling about an old house.
Alice, can I call you one evening?
If you like. We're in the book.
Alice, I'd like to say... Well, never mind. I'll call you through.
Goodbye. Evening, Mom.
Alice, who is he? My seemed attentive.
Mother, for goodness sake, were you walking out of the window?
Where did you meet him?
I met him at Mildred Palmer's party. He's a distant cousin of the Palmers. They say he's supposed to be engaged to Mildred.
Oh, how nice.
Well, I don't know about that. He didn't seem like an engaged man to me. At least, not so terribly.
Alice, you on the porch?
Yes, Mother.
Did you see this story in the paper? Henrietta Lamb's having a big formal party.
Yes, Mom, it's tonight.
And you weren't invited?
Well, not exactly. Arthur Russell phoned, and he wanted to take me.
That Mr. Russell?
Yes. I said I couldn't go with him because Daddy was ill.
But, Alice...
I couldn't go, Mother. Henrietta didn't invite me, and if she doesn't want me there, how can I...
Well, that's settled. That's all I'll say. Bert.
Mm. Oh, it's you.
Virgil Adams, how much longer do you expect me to put up with that old man and his doings?
Whose doings? What old man?
What other old man would I mean but your dear, grand old Mr. J.A. Lamb?
Oh.
His snippy little granddaughter, Henrietta, is having a party, and she snubbed Alice. Well, there is this fine young man, Mr. Russell, who wanted to take her.
Mother,
You come in, Alice. Once and for all, you're going to hear everything. You're still young, and you've still got a chance to happiness. If your father's got the gumption to act like a man.
Mother, what's come over you?
He knows what I mean. He knows I'm not asking him to do anything he can't do.
Oh, that's what you're driving at.
Yes, I'm driving at that formula of yours. Alice,
you've broken your word, Emma. You promised never to mention that again.
Well, do you think I'm going to let my word interfere with my struggling for the happiness of my children?
That formula's not mine, Emma.
It belongs to you as much as to anybody.
Mother.
Oh, dang, dang.
Listen, Alice. Years ago, your father and another man invented a formula for making the best glue in the world.
The best what?
Glue. To stick things. J.A. Lamb. And now the other man's dead. Died 2 years ago. So the formula belongs to your pop.
It belongs to J.A. Lamb. He paid us all the time we were working on
you
it.
You made some changes in it later yourself, and Lamb never got a
penny. I don't care. Do you want me to be a dirty dog? It'll be like stealing to use that formula now.
And what has J.A. Lamb stolen from you? Years ago, he made you a solemn promise to do something about that gloom. To do something for you. And has he done it? Has he?
Alice, can't you get her the thunderation out of here?
Mother, what's the matter with you? Even if it is bad for me, what are you expecting to do?
I expect him to go into business and make money with it. And he can. He can use our savings and borrow on the house and the insurance to get started. But all he thinks of is working himself to death to J.A. Lamb on a miserable pit.
I won't hear it, Emma.
Come on, Mother, come on.
Wait. Alice.
What is it, Alice?
She says you have a mean life, Alice.
Mean life? You hear a lie. Couldn't you be as brave as she is, Virgil?
Are you lying, Alice? Do you have a mean life?
No, Dad.
Here, look at me. Things like this Henrietta Lamb dance. Is that so hard to bear?
It's all right. I tell you. Now, you see?
Get out of here. Both. Go on, what? Leave me alone.
Band here, Alice. Oh, what a shame you couldn't get to Henrietta's dance last year.
Oh, I didn't mind, Arthur. I prefer a little out-of-the-way place like this.
Well, I'm certainly glad your father's feeling better now.
Oh, yes, dear Daddy. Arthur, I have a confession to make. I couldn't have gone to Henrietta's dance with you anyway.
No?
No, as a newcomer, you wouldn't have known, but the Lambs and the Adamses, they're the Montagues and the Capulets of this town.
The what?
The families with the feud, Romeo and Juliet. Oh, don't ask me what the feud's about. Business.
Well, then let's forget it. It's certainly not what's on my mind, Alice.
What is?
Oh, I want to know what you thought the other day after our walk about me.
I was thinking about myself, Arthur.
Well, it's Frank, anyway.
Yeah. I was wondering what I wanted to make you think of me.
Well, I'll be. And what did you decide?
I decided I should never dare to be just myself with you. Not if I wanted you to see me again. And yet, here I am, just being myself after all.
Take a look inside, Emma. It's only an old shed, but it's the starter.
The Adams adhesive. That was Alice's word.
No matter what you call it, it's still going to smell like a glue factory. Wish I knew what he thought about this.
Who?
Oh, Mr. Lamb. If I could only find out.
Now, Virgil, if you haven't heard anything, just go show he's forgotten all about it.
You don't know J.A. Lamb. He doesn't forget things. Not if he thought you were trying to get the best of him.
That's just morbid, Virgil. Oh, by the way, Alice is going out with that nice Mr. Russell tonight.
Again?
Uh-huh. It's been 2 or 3 times a week lately.
Can you beat it? Here we go through all this muck and moil to help fix things nice for her, and she goes out and gets what she wants anyway.
Oh, I'm not saying they're engaged, Virgil. Not yet.
Tired, Alice? Why so quiet?
I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to miss these summer evenings of ours when they're over.
Do they have to be over?
Uh-huh.
Everything is over sometime.
I don't look so far ahead.
How cryptic. What do you mean, Arthur?
Yes. Why should our evenings be over?
Heavens. Why, that's practically a proposal, Arthur. But don't worry, I can't hold you to it. I know it's just the spell of the moonlight and this terribly romantic porch.
Now, don't make fun of it. I like your porch.
Arthur, wouldn't it be wonderful if two people could just keep themselves to themselves?
But I thought we've done that pretty well so far. It's what I've enjoyed this summer, being alone together.
I just have this feeling, something in the sphere.
Something?
Well, somebody. The people in this town talk about each other frightfully, Arthur.
You think they gossip about us?
No, not exactly.
Well, what?
Well, they do talk, really.
Aren't you inclined to worry too much about that sort of thing? Who cares, anyway?
Well, it's just that I don't want them to make up things about me to you.
You know, the truth is, there are times when you act like another girl, Alice. So listen, if you want our evening to be over, you'll have to drive me away yourself.
Me for money. Still got a job, hasn't he? Not that they'll keep him long at J.A. Lamb's after what I've done. Oh, well. Night, Alice.
Night, Daddy. Alice, you know, I think it's time your father and I showed some interest in Mr. Russell. Well, I actually believe he's never been inside the house.
No, we've always stayed out here on the porch.
Well, we can't wait much longer to ask him to dinner. We could get that Lena Burns to wait on table. She goes out for the day, and we could have a real nice dinner. Something real stylish.
Mama, maybe we ought to wait.
But, Alice, don't you want the young man to meet your father and mother? Suppose you ask him for next Thursday.
Boy, good to see you again. You rather told us to forget what you look like.
I'm sorry, Cousin Edmund.
Now, Daddy, Arthur's been busy. We understand. There's a flower for your bus home, Arthur.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
We have lunch in the terrace. It's so much cooler.
Mildred, doesn't that Alice Adams' father work for old Mr. Lamb?
Why, yes, Mother, I believe so.
Well, Edwin, tell your daughter the story you heard at the club.
Why? Is Adam's girl a friend of Mildred's?
Well, I did see her for a while.
My dear, every girl who meets Mildred and tries to push an acquaintance isn't a friend of hers. I'm glad you dropped her, my child. Sit down, Arthur.
Well, they're saying downtown that old Mr. Lamb had kept this fellow Adams on his payroll for years, even though he'd become deadweight at his job. And what did Adams do a few weeks ago to show his gratitude? He up and departed with some sort of a glue formula from the old gentleman.
Stole it?
Well, not technically, but the point is that J.A. Lamb takes a great deal of pride in his judgment of men, and everybody thinks it's a great joke on him. All he'll say is, wait and see, wait and see.
Edwin, pour Arthur some of the Rhine wine. I know he'll enjoy it.
Got a nice dessert spoon. Water glass.
Why, Alice, you've set that table a dozen times.
I know, Mother, but where's Walter? Why isn't he dressed and ready?
Oh, but I told you he'd be late tonight. Now, don't get excited, Alice. You want to look fresh, don't you?
Oh, if it only hadn't turned so hot. The roses are going to wilt.
Oh, now, Alice, I said...
No, everything's got to be right, Mother. It just must. And that Melina Burns, Mother, will you tell her, please not to chew gum when she waits on the table.
I said, just leave everything to me, dear.
Melina.
Hey, don't you folks think it's a little too hot for soup tonight? I do.
Melina,
soup
Melina.
And mushrooms and sweetbreads and sirloin and vegetables. Too hot, folks.
Melina.
That ice cream cake is swimming already in the ice box. What? That's me. Butterfingers, now don't move. I'll go get the bum. I'll get me for tonight.
Oh, Alice.
Alice, dear, you mustn't get up.
Ma'am, I'll be right back.
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
Say, you're not cooking cabbage, are you? Is that fashionable now for company dinner?
It's not cabbage. It's Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you don't say. Smells pretty strong. Dang this coat and necktie. I wish I could go to the table bare hide. Don't remember any hotter night in 10 years.
What in
that ding dong?
Mother, what's happened?
Melina fell down the cellar stairs.
Come on, madam. Just got a bump in the lap. What was you paying me for tonight?
Arthur, I'll get it, Alice. You wait here.
No, no, I'll go.
Now, do you want to look anxious? You do as I say. Wait here. And then you come into the living room.
Daddy.
What's the matter now, Alice?
Oh, you come right in, Mr. Russell. I'm Mrs. Adams.
How do you do, Mrs. Adams?
Find it awfully warm tonight, Mr. Russell. You know, the only person I know who doesn't seem to mind the heat the way other people do is Alice. But then Alice is so amiable, she never seems to mind anything the way other people do.
Talk, Alice, honey. You better go and rescue that young man from your mother. So, these are Brussels sprouts, huh? Well, they certainly smell up the house.
Why, that's the bouquet, Daddy. It's part of their charm, isn't that so, Arthur?
Well, I never heard it put that way, Alice, but I guess you're right.
Oh, Alice, what an imagination. Alice, what could have been in Cook's mind today with this heavy entree? She should have given us something iced and lined on a night like this. People leave too much to les domestiques, n'est-ce pas? I should have loved an astrakhan jelly.
A what?
That's French, Father. I'm afraid you're not a real gourmet, Daddy. You see, most cooking terms are from the French because they're so distinguished for their cuisine, like most music terms being from the Italian. What are the Americans famous for, I wonder? What do you think, Arthur?
Why, I guess I never
get business, I suppose, banking, manufacturing, and so on. Isn't it funny?
Oh, Melina!
Hey, you! Oh, well, what's her name?
What's his name?
That young woman in the kitchen. I want some water.
Well, it's Melina, Daddy. Poor old Daddy. No matter how long they work for us, he never remembers their name. It's that terrible old, terrible new factory. Everything else goes unnoticed. I always wondered why the businessmen can't leave most of the details to their employees. I mean, that's just what they're for, isn't it? Secretaries, office boys, and all that.
Secretaries, Alice. You know, I may be needing a secretary myself soon. Never thought I'd ever be having one of my own, Mr. Russell. Thought,
Why, Walter!
Pa, come on here, will ya?
Walter, aren't you coming in?
No, Ma, Pa! Pardon me, Mr. Russell, I guess my boy wants to see me.
Why, whatever. Walter's such a funny boy. He's so abrupt and unexpected. But then, of course, you know that about him, Arthur. I guess that's how talented people are. It's part of their charm, really. What are your talents, Arthur? Can you play any instrument or sing?
What? Why, you dang little fool. You idiot.
Don't yell at me, Pa. I couldn't help it. I tell you, it just happened, that's all.
Well, I guess I'd better go and see if Walter's had his dinner.
excuse me.
Turned out wrong. Today, old man Lamb found out.
Old man Lamb found out. Why, you?
Hi. Where are they all gone, Alice?
Never mind me.
Well, there ain't going to be any dessert. This is all melted away.
A penny for your thoughts, Arthur. No, I'll bid more. A rose. A poor little dead rose for your thoughts, Mr. Arthur Russell.
I'm afraid I haven't any.
When will you ever forgive me?
What for?
For this whole evening.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. You're upset.
Well, I'm sure you're just a mess.
No, I'm not. I think they've gone upstairs. Can we go out on the porch for a moment while we belong?
Of course.
You won't look straight at me. You won't say a word. It's dark out here. You needn't look at me. You can tell me the truth.
There's nothing the matter, not at all. Of course, weather like this is sort of...
You know, I have the strangest feeling. I feel as if I were only going to see you about 5 more minutes all the rest of my life.
Well, that's not so. Not at all.
Don't say not at all again, Arthur. You're much too nice to be good at deceiving. Besides, it's not worth it. It doesn't work, I know.
Well, Alice, of course I want to see you. Of course. But it's...
I've never had a feeling like this before. It's just so that's all. You're never coming here again. But it's all over. It's finished, isn't it? It was my own doing.
Alice, you're awfully tired and nervous.
Is that him? That you?
What? Mr. Lamb.
Your father at home?
Yes, he's upstairs. Walter's there, too, Mr. Lamb. I guess they expect you. What's Walter done, Mr. Lamb?
Will you call your father, Miss Adams?
All right. Please go in.
Listen, Alice.
Don't be so solemn, Arthur. When anything's spoiled, people can't do anything else but run away from it, can they? Your hat's just inside. I'd like to keep it for a souvenir, but... You can't go without it, can you, poor What a romantic parting. Talking about that. Goodbye, Arthur.
Station identification.
WNBC and WNBC-FM, New York.
The curtain rises on the third act of Alice Adams, starring Judy Garland, co-starring Thomas Mitchell, and featuring Ann Shoemaker.
Oh, Walter, how could you do it?
Mother, will you all please be careful? Mr. Lamb is here. He's waiting downstairs.
Mr. Lamb?
I knew it. It was just what he was waiting for.
Please tell me what's happened.
Walter Shorten, his account's down at Lamb's.
Oh, don't make it pretty, Emma. He took $300.
Oh, Walter.
I didn't steal it. It turned out wrong, that's all. This guy, this friend of mine, he owed it to the bookies, and they were after me. Swore he'd give it back before the end of the month if I'd help out. Well, he didn't, and today the auditors checked my account.
Dad, can't you possibly...
Oh, I'll get the money somehow, every dang dirty penny. But this is just what J.A. Lamb's been waiting for. He thinks we both cheated him. He was just letting Walter walk into the trap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you talk to me, you dang young idiot. Thinks we're yellow, does he? Well, I'll get down and show him. Every last dang dirty penny.
Now, Walter, you wait up here. Oh, Walter, to have this come on the night of your sister's dinner. Poor Alice.
You wait here too, Mama. And don't say poor Alice.
Mr. Lamb, I...
You what, Virgil Adams? Fine families turn out to be, and for all these years.
Now listen to me, will you?
Why, I'd never have set my foot inside of your house. Except that I wanted to tell you to your face just how I felt.
Mr. Lamb, we know that...
I'll pay you every cent Walter took, Mr. Lamb, just as soon as I can. I'm going down in the morning to try and raise a loan on my glue work.
Oh, your glue work. I would have thought people had to show some prospects before I could raise a loan.
Oh, naturally.
Well, I guess you'll find that a little difficult. Now that I can open a glue works of my own.
What's that?
Yes, sir, and a big one. Right across from that chair of yours. Oh, I've got plans. What'd you expect me to do, Virgil Adams? Let you walk off with that glue formula like swallowing a pack of butter? Oh, I know what you thought. You said to yourself, here's this old fool, J.A. Lamb. He's in his second childhood. I'll just put this over on him.
Mr. Lamb, that formula was just as much mine as yours. And anyway, a lot you know about my feelings, what I said to myself. But I want to tell you one thing now, Mr. Lamb. I don't feel mean anymore about what I've done. Not anymore. Because there's a meaner man in this world than I am, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, so you feel better about yourself.
You bet I do. Look at me. What I did when I quit you couldn't have made 2 cents worth of real difference in your life. But you think I did you a bad turn, so you spiked my business, and you shame my family, and I can't even raise the money to keep my boy out of the court. And if anybody had told me last year I'd say a thing like that, I'd have called him a liar. Well, I do say it, Mr. Lamb. You're a doggone mean man.
What? You're accusing me, Virgil Adams? Good night.
Oh, wait, Mr. Lamb, you can't go away thinking badly.
No, let him go, Alice.
No, Mr. Lamb, wait. Daddy, please go up. Mother!
I can't get upstairs myself, Alice.
Mr. Lamb, he didn't mean what he was saying. It's all my fault, this whole terrible mess.
Your fault?
Yes. Because I made him think I was unhappy.
You weren't happy, so he walked out on me without a glue formula.
See, I made him think he had to make money for me. I used to compare myself with Mildred Palmer and all those girls out there. He was only trying to do for me what you do for your granddaughter, Henrietta.
Young woman, you've got the darnest way of trying to get around me.
No, it's true. It's true. Believe me.
Doggone, I won't be talked out of it. Did your father give a single thought to all the years he worked for me? No. Shuffling at serpent soup, that's what. Not a grateful bone in his body.
You mean, did you say...
Yes.
Well, don't you dare say that about my father. Don't you ever dare. Now, I'm glad he's through with you. When he used to work at the ground you walked on, Mr. Lamb says this, Mr. Lamb says that. Well, at least he won't be fooling himself anymore that way.
Now, wait a minute.
And we'll pay you the money Walter took, Mr. Lamb. I'll pay it. I don't know how, but I'll work, and I'll get it.
Now, hold on, Alice. Will you?
No, there's nothing more to say. I'll get that money somehow. Mr. Lamb, where are you going?
Upstairs to your father. You coming?
They're still talking in there.
It'll be all right, Mother. Everything.
Yes, but what did he say?
Oh, he talked about glue. He wants Daddy to join him in the factory.
Oh, then your father is... Oh, thank heaven. Please, Mother, excuse me. I'm going to go outside for a moment.
Penny for your thoughts? No, a poor little dead rose for your thoughts, Alice Adams.
Arthur, you came back?
I didn't go. I've been waiting here for you.
For a time?
I heard them fight in there, if that's what you mean. And what you said to the old gentleman about being responsible.
Oh, please.
I also heard a good deal yesterday afternoon. I was at Mildred's. They talked about you a lot.
I think. Well, then you found out they were right. You know
that. Now, let me finish. I found out that I want to marry you, that's all.
Marry? Me?
That's right. I love you, Alice. Well, surely you've got something to say to me, dear.
You still... Oh, Arthur.
Yes?
Gee whiz.
The curtain has fallen on the Theater Guild on the Air production of Alice Adams, sponsored by the United States Steel Corporation. We express our thanks to our stars, Judy Garland, who starred as Alice, Thomas Mitchell, who starred as Virgil, and Anne Shoemaker, featured as Mrs. Adams. Our thanks also to Kendall Clark, whom you heard as Arthur, Mason Adams as Walter, Joseph Sweeney as Mr. Lamb, Mary Wicks as Melina, Lucille Perlow as Mildred, Florida Freebus as Mrs. Palmer, Oliver Thorndike as Harvey, and Bruce Hall as Frank. The Theater Guild on the Air is under the supervision of Lawrence Langner and Teresa Helburn, with our Minor Marshall executive producer. S. Mark Smith is editor. Music was composed and conducted by Harold Levy. Judy Garland may currently be seen in the MGM production Summer Stock. Alice Adams was presented by a special arrangement with RKO Radio Pictures, producers of Where Danger Lives, starring Robert Mitchum, Faith Gomez, and Claude Rains, soon to be seen in the leading theaters throughout the country. Your announcer is Norman Brokenshire. The United States Steel Corporation hopes that you'll be with us next Sunday at the same time.